Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's going on, good people? This is Channing from Long Beach, California. Chef Channing, a lot of people call me. But nevertheless, I'm here hanging out with Nala. We're in here cooking this morning from Power 904. And we ready to hang out and just get to know me a little bit better. So what's going on? What's happening? How y'all doing?
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala. We're sitting here in the den today. We're in Long Beach, California. We've been staying up in there lately. So I am so amazed. I'm about to take some trips. I've been meeting so many people up there lately. But today we're taking it in a different direction. We have a chef today. Her name is Chef Channing. Chef Channing, you want to tell the people about yourself, what you do, and why you do what you do?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's kind of early over here on the West Coast, but it's all good. Just really want the people to know that, cooking is really what I love to do. I never really saw myself doing this as a way to make money, a stream of income. However, God has a way of showing us what our purpose is, and that's what I'm on right now. I'm on that path of purpose and just basically cooking for his people is what he told me. So I just really am enjoying myself right now. Life is good, and it don't hurt to get paid to love to do what you do. So that's what
that's what I say. Yes. Why do it if you don't like doing it? Find something you love doing.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're going to be cooking for us today in the kitchen, a little breakfast because it's early.
Yeah.
So what are we cooking today? Tell the people what we're doing.
Well, my kids love my homemade pancakes, and that's what I woke up this morning feeling this morning. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to do some pancakes. I don't really have any sides. I do have some eggs I could probably throw with it, but I really just want to make a couple, just maybe three stacks of pancakes. And it's really just nothing too special about what I do. Again, a lot of my cooking is probably something you can probably do in your own home. Some of your mama's recipes, your grandma's recipes, but you know what difference you from the next is the amount of love and care that you put into your cooking. It's extremely important that when you're cooking that you want to get that, that tastes good. You know, I live for that. I really, really do. And so just the me being me mixed in with a lot of love when I'm cooking really just kind of make the food taste that much better, if you know what I mean. So that's we're going to get in it.
Yeah, so homemade pancakes. I'm from the country. I'm from the backwoods of Georgia, so I pretty much know about the homemade pancakes. But there's a lot of females out here who don't, and a lot of males, because I got a son that needs to learn how to cook, don't know what making homemade pancakes is. Can you give us a little brief description?
Okay, well, can the good people see me or can they just hear me?
Just work, girl. Just work.
Okay, all right. Here we go. So listen. I mean, basically, we got a cup and a half of flour, right? We're going to mix that with some baking powder, three tablespoons and a half of baking powder. You're going to need some eggs, some milk, a little bit of sugar. You mix that all together. Now, yeah, you can go to the store and buy your box stuff, but I'm going to tell you, it's something about that homemade, baby. You know what you're going in there. You know what you're doing in there. You know, it's different. It hit real different when you're swallowing it, if you get my drift. So at the end of the day, it's just a couple ingredients that I just mentioned. You could do buttermilk if you don't want to just do regular milk and make buttermilk pancakes. But nevertheless, it could put it all together and whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, got a little syrup on the side, maple syrup, strawberry syrup, which is one of my personal favorites. Ooh. On my pancakes. But, I like to really top my pancakes with fruit, whether it be blueberries. Sometimes you can throw the blueberries into the batter. Also, we got you can do bananas on top. I mean, it's just all about how you feel. You know what I mean? So this morning, we're going to go ahead and mix all this up this morning with the batter. Throw them on there. Then I'm going to go ahead and chop up some bananas. And I got some fresh strawberries that I'm going to drizzle on top. That's just how I'm feeling.
Okay. So while you're doing that, you don't have to turn back around. Just keep working. Is this something that you do for your kids on a daily?
With all so, you know, extra? I do. I got my youngest. Let me just tell you guys. I'm a mother of three children. My son, he's 24, so he's grown out there doing his own thing. And then I have a 17-year-old who's a senior in high school. And I also have a 15-year-old. Now, my 15-year-old, she and I have a lot in common, primarily because she's a bit of a foodie. She loves food, so she's always on TikTok, Instagram, somebody's social media platform, looking at these different recipes, and she's like, Mom, you need to cook that. So I'm cooking for them, and we're making anything from, you know, garlic steak bites to one of my favorites. I did a cooking class. I did Buffalo Ranch bacon salmon sliders. Oh my goodness. Those are really pretty fire. Salmon is a really, I don't want to say delicate type of fish, but it's a fish that you got to know what you're doing when you're cooking it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, those were a big seller. I actually went out on a venue and sold those. I did a little food venue at a little spot. And sold those and sold out. So that made a little change right there. But nevertheless, we just do a lot of things. It's nothing really one thing that we do up in here. I do a lot of different things. My daughters, like I said, keep me fresh. They keep me, Mom, let's try this, let's try that. On top of the fact that I follow quite a few chefs as well. So, awesome. You know, it really does help.
Okay.
To kind of just keep you fresh. Anybody out there inspiring to cook or they are cooking, you know, we chefs out here, and it's like, you think about the amount of different types of breads that are on the market, you know, from Home Pride to Oil Wheat, you know, everybody got their own way of doing things, their own way of making the bread. So do know that if this is your calling, this is something that you want to do, is step out on faith and just do your thing. Don't worry about who to your left and to your right, who's doing this and who's doing that. You step in your own lane, and you strive for greatness and watch what God do in your life. I just want to just kind of put that out there.
Yes, focus on you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's one of the very most important pieces of media that everyone should experience when it comes to cooking?
Like what you mean? Like, break that down just a little bit for me. Just a little bit. How do you so I can make sure I answer that correctly.
So when it comes to cooking, you know, people focus on different things. What you're doing in the kitchen, the ingredients, how you're preparing the food, like the beginning, very start, you know, what you're, how you clean your food, your kitchen, how it's supposed to look. Like, what are some of the things that as a cook, when you go in the kitchen, that you focus on that other people you feel in the media should be looking out for?
Well, I think that cleanliness is definitely one. You know, when you just kind of doing like a live presentation and you doing it from your home, I mean, gloves is important depending on, you know, it just kind of all depends on your audience. Some people will be very brutally honest with you and put in the comments, oh, he or she didn't wear gloves. But when I'm cooking for others, such as others that I'm selling food to, catering events right. that I go to, you know, gloves are a must. It's definitely a must. But just in the privacy of my own home, you know, we get out. We just real authentic with it. It's really not that kind of deal. Not unless I'm seasoning up meat and whatnot. You definitely want to not cross-contaminate food and whatnot. So you want to make sure you wipe it down your counters as you're seasoning up your meat, putting it in one area, your dry products or dry ingredients or in another area, things of that nature. Just even, for example, this morning as I'm putting together the pancakes, you want to mix your dry ingredients first, you know, your flour, your baking powder, your sugar, you know, all of that first. Get that all mixed well together, shift the flour and ingredients all together, kind of make everything kind of blend in better. And then you want to come in with your wet ingredients, with your egg and your milk.
That's so you know,
yeah, that's very important. It just kind of helped make everything come together. It prevents lumpiness in your pancakes and everything else. So okay. I think I answered your question.
You did. So let's get a little personal with you. What's the best piece of advice that a friend has ever shared with you?
Be yourself. Mm. Be yourself. When God gave me this vision, you know, it was really just to give you a little backdrop to me and how I even got into doing this. It was at the top of the pandemic. And or just before the pandemic hit, honestly, it was the top of 2020, January, February, and March. I don't know if anybody out there has ever felt like, just, man, what is my purpose? What am I doing? I mean, God, what, you know, and I was there for 3 months straight. Now, what you guys don't know is that I'm just a happy-go-lucky person by nature. So I wake up, whether it's something to be amazingly happy about or not, I just wake up feeling like I'm on top of the world because I'm alive. But for those 3 months, I was feeling some type of way. And I was like, God, what's going on? You know, and I had three different people in each month that didn't even know each other come to me and say the same thing. And that thing was, God just wants you to come to him. I didn't really understand what that meant. But by March, I surrendered to it. I went on a little fast and I met some amazing women who are to this day my spiritual sisters. And they just kind of helped walk me through that thing. And I literally heard God, like I'm talking to you right now, now let's say, cook for the people. Right. Now, mind you, we years later.
Right.
He never said how much I was going to make. He never said what it was supposed to look like. He didn't say it was going to be a restaurant, a food truck, nothing. He just said, cook for the people. And let me tell you something. I really just love God and for all that he's doing in my life, you know, just being able to connect with some amazing people through my catering events. And, you know, he's shown me so many different ways and styles to feed his people. And a lot of it goes to donations as well. It's not always about clocking in a dollar. It's about right. giving back. You right. know, you can feed a soul through your cooking. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and bless people tremendously through how you cook. So that's just what it is. And I really have been having an amazing time. It's been a journey. God had me in a different place last year where business didn't have the exact momentum that it has had over the last couple of years, but he had me differently learning and preparing myself for bigger and better for 2024. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people say, how was 2023 for you? And I could never tell them it was a bad year if I based it on how much money I made.
It was a great year
for you. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. I'm loving it.
That's good. That's awesome. I have a similar story, but it has to do with podcasting. I started out you know, trying to find my purpose too, but I was trying to please my family. So going to school for, you know, being a surgical tech or a nurse, you know, but it was just for them. And of course the money, you know, you don't got to take care of yourself. You don't always be straight, which that's not
right. Right, you know? Right.
So I'm like, this ain't what I want to do. So on my intern, I was sitting at the table in there with my doctor doing surgery. And I'm like, this is not what I want to do. So I just walked out and was like, you know, I called my mom and them, and I'm like, look, I'm done with school. And they like, what you mean? I'm like, this ain't for me. You know, I got to find what's for me, you know. And I just felt like, because I've been through so much in life, like you said, God puts us in so much place. God put me in a place where I was so humble and didn't have nobody else to call on but him. You know, to figure out my purpose. And I lost a lot of people when I was trying to find myself, but I knew who was there for me at the end of the day. So then that's why I was like, I'm going to do a little bit of podcasting and talk to some people. But I didn't want to, I started out in clubs. I started out, you know, doing all that craziness, but I ended up still following the wrong people. God is like, nope, sit down again. This ain't it. So I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing? I just quit. So I stopped for another minute, So when COVID hit and I was stuck in the house, I went back to school, got my degree in business, and I was like, I'm going to try this again. So I tried it again, but I was reaching so many different other people with the same hearts as us. I was like, oh, you want me to tell my story? You want me to reach other people? Okay, that's what we're gonna do. But like you said, it's not about the money. At first I was like, okay, we gotta be getting paid to do this. So the past 2 years I just was like, let's just work. So I told my best friend, let's just work, don't worry about nothing else, just let it come and let's just work. And now we're here today.
Glory be. You feel me? And it's funny, you know, it's important, you know, what we're saying, and our journeys were somewhat similar but different, you know, and the common denominator is how God worked in our lives, that we surrendered to just our own way, and we went on and said, okay, God, what do you have for me? Okay. And you'd be amazed if more people could really understand that, and no disrespect for those who have the beliefs that they have, you feel me? When you know, you know, and when you don't, well, you just don't. And at the end of the day, I would never see things any other way than having God on my side, or me being on his side, or however we just rocking this thing of life together. Yes. It's been great.
But it's so much better when you allow him to lead and you meet so many different peoples on your journey. And it's like, this is my purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So how do you bounce back from setbacks?
Oh man. Oh, you know, honestly, coming into the understanding that I've had to, because the person I was 4 years ago, I'm going to tell y'all, America, I ain't her anymore. And so sometimes it's hard to realize who I used to be because I've grown so much, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yes.
But to come back from a setback, I have to, you know, I feel everything everybody normally feels, disappointed, rejected, all of that. But I've dealt with these rejection issues in other areas of my life. I've dealt with disappointments in other areas of my life. And I say, you know, I have to remind myself, I got receipts with the Lord. So if I can just understand that no matter what I go through, he got me, no matter if I understand what it looked like or not. And that's been one of my biggest things, wanting to know what it's supposed to look like. I got no control issues. Don't judge me, people.
I'll be so frustrated.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know, understanding that, you know, he got you. You know, God gonna see you through. He's going to see you through, and you have to trust that. And so that's what I do in my moments of despair, in my moments of not knowing, in my moments of why didn't this work out, I have to believe that you must, Lord, have something bigger and better for me, and I have to rock on that, and that's what I do.
Okay, yes. Do you find yourself beating yourself up a lot? Do you beat yourself up real hard?
I did, but it didn't make, you know, it didn't do any good to anybody, especially not myself, because beating myself up looks different. You know, it looks when you beat yourself up, it looks different for different people for different reasons. You understand what I'm saying? And we end up delaying the blessing. Now, I don't care about telling y'all good people my age. I'm 45 years old, and I've been out here, you know, and I just, for me, I you get to a point in your life where you just tired of doing it your way. So you figure it's got to be a better way. It's got to be. And if that means I'm going to be crazy enough to believe that the Lord know better than me, then that's what I'm going to do. So beating myself up in the past looked real horrible. It looked like, why are you doing this? You better than this. And I got, you know, I got a lot to live for. I got a lot to live for. So I just kind of just surrender to it and let it be.
That's what's up. So we here at Power 904, we stand and we support mental health. I talk about it with everyone on each and every show because it's important. They don't support it, you know, once a month, which is in May. We deal with it on a daily basis. Why is it only talked about once or pushed once a month? How do you feel about mental health?
Well, to be honest with you, until Twins Kitchen, which is the name of the business, completely get off the ground, I work with special needs individuals, adults to be exact. And honestly, you know, mental health is something we need to take seriously. Getting the things that keep us in bondage, keep doing the things that keep us stalled and in the same place, you know, it has a wear and tear on us. It really, really does. And, you know, we have to be sensitive to those who are in need. We really, really do. I've had an in-law who, she suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, and, you know, watching how she went through these cycles and whatnot, you know, it's challenging. Right. It really, really is. It's really challenging to see the people you love suffer and really not know how to get out of those things. But it puts a new perspective on my own life. Right. And how I deal with things. You understand what I'm saying? And how to be more grateful and how to wake up and feel amazing even when you don't have a whole lot going on, because when you look to your left and your right, when you think your life is bad, look to your left and your right. It'll be a simple reminder that you are right. You're right where you need to be. It may not be everything you needed or wanted to be, but, you know, just hold on to the common sense and try to grow through the dysfunctions that life do bring to you, that you may even bring on yourself. So mental health is something that you need to take serious. Take time out for yourself. You know, whether it's going to the beach, lady, getting your nails and stuff, you know, hair done, feeling pretty, feeling gorgeous, or simply just doing something that you like to do. Don't neglect you, you know, right. Don't neglect you. I tell my kids, I need time. Give me a second. Okay. And don't feel guilty for that. Don't feel guilty for that. Let your children know that before I became your mom, I was a woman who needed her own this, that, and the other. So let me be. And we have an understanding like that. Because they don't know. They're going to become us too. Yeah, yes. They're going to become women.
yes, I have a 24-year-old daughter, and she has 3 kids right now. And that's what she feels. She's like, Mom, I need some time. I need a vacation. I'm like, oh. You feel it now.
Yeah, you feel it. You know, people, you know, don't judge people. You know, don't judge them for what they don't understand and what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you don't never know where life is going to take you, for real.
Right.
You never know.
That's true. So what has been the most uncomfortable moment, and how did you overcome it?
Trying to balance business, work, and family. Mm. At the top of last year, with a lot going on at the top of last year, one of my close homeboys lost his son. I volunteered to cook for the repast, right? So we're dealing with the death of his son. And then my mom, the following month, that was January, the following month, my mother had a stroke. So it was just these two very difficult situations back to back. It tested my gangster, you know what I mean? It really did, because I didn't know, like, when life takes you places and you feel like you're on top, right? Or you feeling like you got this, you got everything kind of situated and I got everything under control, and then it just swoops you and literally takes the rug under your feet. You have to really know who you are in every stage of where you are to really understand how you're going to get through it. So I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of talking. I did a lot of venting to my close loved ones. I have a very amazing support system with aunties.
Awesome.
I have a twin sister who's my best friend. That's where the Twins Kitchen. Denise, come here. She's here, y'all.
Coming.
But But you know, I have an amazing best friend and a sister that I could vent to, and she helped. We helped each other carry each other through these things because she too, our homie, that was our homie and his son. You know, so it, you know, it's just having that, and I know a lot of people don't have that. Once again, another reason why I'm so grateful. But so just really kind of understanding that, you know, how do you get through it? How have I gotten through it? Each situation, depending on how bad it was different, but I stayed grounded. I never gave up. I kept pushing through. I persevered. When I needed time to relax, I did. When I needed time to cry, I did. I gave myself permission to be sad, to be mad, to not understand. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? And it helped me to be able to cope because I'm human. You know, a lot of us women, especially us Black women, carry so much on our shoulders. And sisters, we got to understand that, baby, we don't have to do that all the time. Sometimes we just need to just be able to be okay with not being okay and have those moments. So I give myself a permission to do that a lot, but I get back on it because I'm not one to lay down and stay down. You feel me? But it helps me to regroup. And when I'm down there laying down, y'all, I pray, I ask God, I talk to him, connect with him, you know, and get myself up. He give me the next instructions, and I say, okay, I got the power to do it again. So that's what I do.
That is amazing. The fact that you even give yourself permission shows self-love in itself. Because a lot of people be like, I don't have time. We got to make time. Mm-hmm. I'll go in my room so quick and shut the door, like, shutting everything out. Everybody don't do that. Right. You know?
I need time. Telling you don't give yourself time to kill you, take you out of here faster than you want to. And we're not living old anymore. Right. You understand? I got a lot of people around me dying at early ages. And I ain't talking about through the hands of a gun or gang violence. And I'm talking about a stroking out and cancers killing off folks. Like, make sure you got to, take care of yourself. I'm telling you, it's so much deeper than what we're talking about. But that's another interview.
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's another interview.
It will be back. So
yes, indeed.
Being that you are a chef, you don't eat out a lot, right?
I try not to. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Sometimes I have a big event, 250 people or more. And at this time right now, I'm still pretty much, I have a lot of help from family to help serve and set up. But when it comes to the cooking, that's me by myself.
Oh.
So, you know, it gets very tiresome. And so I don't want to cook for 2 days afterwards. So either the kids, y'all in the kitchen on your own, or, you know, we finna go get us a good steak somewhere, one of our favorite spots or something like that, you know? But I try to cook more than I do buy out because of the health factor, because, you know, I do enjoy it so much, but I don't want to burn myself out, if that makes sense. So cooking at home a lot, it's the experience. Like, if it was at least an hour or two later, I'd probably have a glass of wine in my hand. You know, just kind of got Luther playing in the background, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, you know, I'm finessing it. People tell me it look like I'm dancing with it, you know? But, you know,
making love to the kitchen.
That part.
Okay, so what is your favorite restaurant, or what type of food do you like to eat?
Oh, man. Anything that's good quality, you know what I'm saying? I love, I'm a meat and potato kind of woman. So, you know, but I love Mexican food too. You know, good, authentic Mexican food is one of my favorites. But if I had to do a steak, I usually make those at home. I have the most difficult time finding, I don't really have a good steakhouse that I could stay. Because see, it's either overpriced and not good enough,
right?
Or it's the right price, but the quality ain't what I want it to be. You see what I'm saying? So I'll go and get, whether it's a little filet mignon or whether it's, you know, a good ribeye steak, you know what I'm saying? And season it up and cook it to perfection that I want it to be. Bake some potatoes or eat some rice with it. We like half Asian over here. We love a lot of rice in my family. Different types of rice dishes over here. But I love different types of food. And that's why, you know, people say, what's your specialty? Man, Channing don't really have a specialty, y'all. I really don't. At least I haven't discovered it yet. And I'm just a few years into this thing of really understanding what it means to have a specialty, because I just love to, you know, not be boxed in. I like to just experience so many different types of food. So you want it, I can make it. I tell you that. That's what I can tell you. You want it, I can do it.
So I heard you say back home. So you're not from Long Beach, Cali?
I am.
You are. Born and raised.
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised. Like I, you know, I've traveled a lot in my early stages of business, and I did a lot of traveling back south. You know, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, Tennessee, did some Texas and all that, right? Y'all, well, that weather crazy. I did even Florida. I was in Florida a couple times too.
That's what I say. You been running all over us.
Man, yeah. And I'm gonna tell you, there ain't no place like home. It's no place. We spoiled out here. We just got out of a real bad storm out here. And I'm gonna tell you, it's supposed to come back, but I'm so grateful it's gone for the moment. We spoiled out here, y'all, for real. But I love it. It's no place like home. Born and raised, Long Beach.
Okay.
Home of Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
And no, he's not my cousin.
I was just about to say, you know how he is.
Right.
That's your cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put my wild card on you right now.
All right.
So my wild card is for you right off the top of your head. What is the quickest recipe that you have ever made?
Macaroni and cheese, shrimp, no shrimp.
Oh.
Mac and cheese. If I had a specialty, that probably would be. I could make that with my eyes closed. You understand? I could do that with my eyes closed. There's no measurements needed. I don't need to remember hard what I got to get. Okay, what I need from the store. Like, I keep those ingredients for the most part in my kitchen. Because a lot of the ingredients that go into my mac and cheese also goes in other things that I cook. Quite a few pasta dishes, creamy sauces, and things of that nature, but nevertheless, mac and cheese would be it.
Okay. So my next wild
card, lobster, whatever.
My next wild card for you is if you could prepare a dish with anybody in the cooking industry, who would it be and why?
So I don't know if y'all follow, it's a brother named Darius Cooks.
Darius Cooks.
He's on Instagram. When I first started the business, I was watching him a lot. And he's a brother who's been through some adversities. He's self-taught, quite like myself, grandmama raised and things of that nature. I love how he interacts with the people. And I think cooking has to be about interaction with the people you're cooking for. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's through your food or whether it's just while we cook. And he inspired me a lot to do cooking classes and whatnot, because the way he get down in his business, he does these cakes, he does an abundance of things, and I would love to just kind of share the kitchen with him. Mr. Make It Happen is another one. I'm not sure exactly where the brother's from, but again, they make it look so good and so fun, and they inspire me. Continuously, when I'm feeling like, man, I'm running on fumes over here. And it gets like that. You know what I'm saying? It gets like that where you just don't know what you're going to cook. You're tired of eating the same thing. Then they come with something that you got all that in your refrigerator and put it together. You'd be like, oh, there it is. You know?
Yes.
Maybe Darius Cooks or Mr. Make It Happen.
Okay. You make cooking sound exciting. Look, I don't grew up with grandmas in the kitchen, mamas, all of that. But you made me want to just say, I want to start cooking.
That's right. Okay. I love it.
Okay, so my last question for you today is going to be this. I've been listening to your story, the whole interview. I see where your heart is at, and you really have a heart for people. What is the smallest act of kindness that you think that goes unappreciated when it comes to dealing with people?
Just a simple conversation. How you doing? A lot of times people don't feel recognized. They don't feel wanted, needed. And just a simple conversation, whether you're at the bus stop, on the train, at the doctor's office, you know, just, hey, how you doing? You know, people scared to talk to each other. And I think just a simple conversation, just a simple, hi, how you doing, goes a long way for so many people, making somebody smile, letting them know that, you know, no matter what you've been through, I could still relate to you. You understand what I'm saying? Stuff like that is really simple, and I think can go a long, long ways when it comes to just interacting and letting people know, hey, look, I'm just like you. I may be at this status of finances or whatever the case may be. I may not even look like what I've been through, but I'm just here to tell you that I can relate to you.
That's deep. That's deep. And I work at a hotel as well. I do that, you know, as my full 9 to 5. So that does go a long way. And it took me, when I was younger, I didn't understand that. But, you know, when I hit, you know, my mature age of learning people, I was just like, they don't understand what I'm going through when they come in here. You know, so I can't put my weight on them, and I don't understand what they're going through. So it changed the way I would greet people when I saw them, even when I worked at a fast food restaurant, like coming, mm-hmm. you know, through the drive through, the way you speak to people, that really makes their day sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that is a big one. That is a big one. So my mm-hmm. I did say that was my last question, but my biggest last question for you is, before you go, what are three things that you would leave me with today on my journey and your journey for the rest of the year if this was the last time I talked to you?
Keep God first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get discouraged. And even if you do, you ask him and you seek him for direction. And the last thing, know who you are at every level you're at. So therefore, you can't be moved nor stirred from the platform in which you stand on.
Say that again, the last one.
Make sure you know who you are at every stage or wherever you at, so that no one could ever move you nor stir you, right, from the platform in which you stand on.
That's deep.
Whether that's a mama, whether that's an entrepreneur, know who you are. Grace yourself through it. It's okay. You fall, you get back up. Right. But know who you are. Know your capabilities. Know who you are.
That is deep. Well, Miss Channing, I really appreciate you. I learned so much today about the kitchen, everything. You put the passion in it, just talking about it. And, you know, I'm only seeing you cook breakfast, so I can imagine what dinner and lunch look like. Okay. Okay. So tell the people where they can find you at today.
You can find me on my IG at Chef Channing, okay? Chef Channing. I also have a website, Channing Callahan. That's Channing Callahan.com, okay? Chef Channing is just spelled just like it is, Chef Channing, Channing, on Instagram. Y'all follow me. I love to connect with you or any way, form, or fashion. You got any questions? You just need prayer, whatever the case is here. I'm here for it. I also want to mention before I go, if I can, that as God is blessing you, as he's pouring into you, as he's giving you everything that you pray for, and you're checking off all the things that you have asked him and asked him for, be sure to give back. Be sure to give, whether it's some unfortunate individual on the street or if it's a loved one or whatever. Make sure that as he's blessing you abundantly, that you be sure to pour that back into somebody else's life.
You heard it here first, you guys, right here in the den with your girl, Nala, on Power 904. Thank you, Miss Shannon. That was awesome.
Listen, do you hear me?
Yes. Look, that just started my day. I'm ready to take over the world.
I know that's right. Now, how often do you do these interviews?
I do twice a week on my days off, but I'm booked most of the time.
Sis, keep doing what you're doing. Anything I walk into that I don't know about brings some level of anxiety and nervousness, right? But again, like I just mentioned, you know, I know who I am. You understand, and I know what I do. I'm not for everybody. Right. You understand? And I'm okay with that. You know? But I just want to encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing. Make it happen. And always, of course, keep God first. I appreciate this time. I appreciate this opportunity. May God do what he's going to do with it. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing's by mistake. Nothing's by coincidence. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
I salute you too, Miss Janet. You have a great day. I'll be checking on you. I don't just do my interviews and throw you to the side. I'd like to do monthly check-ins. The magazine may come back and ask me to do this with you on a recent basis to keep you in the midst with what you're doing, your cooking, and to promote your brand as advertisement. So if I come back with something else in the next 3 weeks or probably even the day they see this interview, they're going to be like, we got to get her back. So, you know, just be on the lookout. You're an amazing person. And I love you already.
Thank you. Love you back, baby. You take care. Have a blessed day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. Bezel, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in ice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same. I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like bacon soda. Junkies bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter for filling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got her gagging on these nuts. When I hit from the back, she like ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, we like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with your lane, ain't chilling. Poolside Vegas, my chain ain't chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say so you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Here a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chatter. We come from a different club. Yeah. Your stitching is bitch made. Bitch your focus made. Is getting pussy. Yeah. My focus is getting paid. Yeah. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves. While I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart. Ay, ay, thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it, but baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air, but then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you, cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. But wait, until I get to kiss you. But wait, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, until I get to love you. But wait, until I get to see you. But wait, until I get to see you. But wait, this thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart. Ay, this thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart forever. This thing can't keep us apart forever. No, this thing can't keep us apart. No. That I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Campaign, and we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I ride around your town, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I pack your bags, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they stealing captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold. See me with an actress in the backseat up in Soho. You can hit me if you need it, know I got it for the Lolo. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. Shit, they watch what I buy and shit, but that's okay. Pressure, I'm flying, they I stay with a fire, bitch. Groupies on side of it, that's how I play. Are you stupid or you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want, no. Bitch, watch what you say to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. Ain't no middle man to me. Deals in the making, I knew this what the plan to be. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas diss me. Through your chimney. I don't got time for these hating niggas.
The hottest indie.
Coronas and grenadine. rap and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up at houses, he sharing with roach. With bread in his pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, it's better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going no. They shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support them, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stacking the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping every pocket. I need every dollar, nigga. All profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain. When I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we aren't in dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, no, they say the shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, welfare, now the family breakup, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't, but then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree, know that greatness in you. You don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence, fuck what they telling you. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.